I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Mount Clover Township Board of Trustees. It's Monday, August 7th. If we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Before we get started with our meeting, were there any, additions or corrections to the agenda for tonight?
I don't have any.
All right. We have some guests with us tonight who have requested to address the board. We have Craig Harris and Dave Schmidt from Stony Creek Partners. And also Mike Panuski from the County Engineer's Office, and want to discuss a potential residential TIF for a proposed roundabout at 20A and Allen. Yes, and I see Mike is nodding and smiling, so Mike, if you want to come up and give us a, an overview of the proposed project.
Where'd you like me to sit?
Sit over here.
Or over here.
At the podium.
At the podium?
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks to the trustees for the invitation today. So this kind of comes as a result of the developments that are going essentially at all four corners of 20A and Alvin. The developer for the residential subdivision on the north
west
side. When they first started developing, that we were always required that they would have to build some sort of improvements to that subdivision due to the traffic that the all the houses and rooftops would cause in that subdivision. So since the very beginning when they started developing, there's always been a requirement at some point in time that they would have to do some sort of intersection improvements to 20A and Albin. Whether it's turn lanes, left turn lanes, widening, those sort of things, that it would be determined as the development progresses. There is an opportunity with ODOT and some other safety fundings to, instead of doing both side improvements, to instead do a roundabout instead. And as you know, 20A has several roundabouts that are already on 20A. This is one of the few intersections on 20A that's still signalized. We did a roundabout at Salisbury in Albin, and there's going to be a roundabout out here in 2026. So most of the intersections in this area will be roundabout intersections. And once you start mixing and matching signals and roundabouts, as the density of roundabouts gets higher, those intersections don't quite work as well as they could as if everything was an intersection. So there is an opportunity to fund this roundabout. It's not on our plan in terms of funding. ODOT's willing to put some money in, but in order to really make this a reality in the time frame that we have to do it, ODOT plans on paving, repaving, and resurfacing 20A in 2025. So it's important that if we're going to do a major resurfacing of 20A that this roundabout be constructed at the same time to get some economy of scale, as well as the fact that the interchange for 20A will be opening next year. So between the amount of development that's happening at the residential development, it does sound like gangbusters.
Ballpark, would this be an ODOT project or a county project?
So there's a lot of ways that it could be done. The cheapest way and probably the quickest way is if it was developer-led and then funded by different pieces. So ODOT would throw in some money, county would throw in some money. Our contribution will probably mostly be inspection and the design, so we'll do that with our own forces towards the cost of the roundabout. ODOT, because they're already paving, they can save some of those paving funds and bring in some safety funds and put in some dollars for that as well. And then there's already a requirement that the developer has to put in so much of intersection improvements anyways, as well as that there would be a requirement on the other four commercial corners as well once they develop. So it's actually, you know, best if we can kind of gather everything together into fund this roundabout project the time when it makes the most sense timing-wise, which is in 2025. So the easiest way to do that is to be able to get the funding that's necessary, just like over on Black Road for improvements, is through residential TIF. As you know, residential TIF will allow the increment financing from the housing to be placed into an account that's used to place for improvements that benefit the TIF district. So roundabout definitely would benefit the TIF district. If things proposed to do a 10-year TIF so that a school board approval is not required. So it's a 10-year, 25% TIF to be able to do that. And this will enable us to get the financing necessary to be able to push this project forward.
Just ballpark, is that a $2 million project, $3 million project, the bigger intersection with that?
We estimate with everything in, design, land acquisition costs, all that stuff's about $1.25
million. Sorry, $1.35?
$2.5 this time. Of course, the developers and those, the people around the four corners, you know, they can donate their property, which will take the cost down. Are basically doing the engineering by our own forces, will take the cost down. Us basically doing the inspection with our own forces will take the cost down. If the developer were to build it by their own contract, that will reduce the cost because there's a premium for contracting with a public agency as opposed to a private entity. So we base those costs on the cost of if we did it. So with us doing it, it'd be about $1.25. That's everything.
How much, and I guess right-of-way acquisition would you need at each of the corners?
That's tough to know without the design.
I mean, if it's comparable to...
I would say it's comparable to Salisbury. Yeah, Salisbury and Alvin, you know, be something comparable to that. Why something Eber at 28 would be comparable. So you need land at all four corners.
Maybe a quarter of an acre at each corner.
Mike, you see this as a way to bring everybody together quickly and have that funding because you expect the funding is greater than what a left-hand turn lane would be or something that you would have required anyway. And we would have never done a TIF or a left-hand turn lane.
Yeah, so essentially, it doesn't make any sense for the developer to pay for a roundabout if a left-hand turn lane and those things are part of the cost. For us to get funding to do an intersection improvement of that, we're like 7 to 8 years out. So in the meantime, you're going to be dealing with an intersection that is not optimal. So this allows...
This helps our residents. It speeds the process up.
Correct. And there's no guarantee I could even get money 6 to 7 years from now.
But it is more expensive than what was required of the developers when you started this speech. You said each developer was required to improve that intersection.
Correct. The cost of the improvements would not be more than a roundabout intersection. Probably be 50 to 60% of a roundabout intersection.
Okay, that's what I needed to
right.
Okay.
You know, we had the opportunity that we were discussing this in the working session, and with Alden being a county road and 20 being a state highway, quote unquote, the township, lack of a better word, doesn't have dog in a hunt.
That's correct.
But through the auditor's office, we would need to be a conduit for the collection and distribution of the increase in the real estate taxes.
That's correct.
So it just, you know, we discussed, you know, we didn't know if they're use a, use a RITA, a regional income tax authority, to collect that on our behalf. We don't have the manpower to administer that, so we would need to outsource that.
Well, with a TIF, essentially the treasurer takes care of that. It's not an income tax. It's not a...
it's property tax, yeah.
It's property tax, but it's not a RITA does it. The treasurer does it. The treasurer and the auditor does it. So you don't have to hire anyone from the outside.
So they're going to track the... As you know, each plat that Craig and Dave bring on, they're bringing 40 plats or 40 lots on, and you know, goes from X dollars at farmland prices to, you know, when they're developed, you know, 18 months later, the auditor's office is going to track all of that.
That's correct. That's their job.
Okay.
So they do it with TIFs. So it's not like a like out at Technology Drive where you have an income tax and you have to hire someone to do the income tax because you have a Gen Z or stuff like that, where it's an income tax based, where you do have to hire someone like Reader or something like that to collect it, or whoever's collecting the municipality you're working with to collect it and then basically parcel it out with a TIF. Basically, if you file a form with the treasurer, and the treasurer basically takes those increments and places them into an account with the treasurer's office.
Okay, and I guess my other question, a couple other questions. So, on the, and we'll just keep using the 1.25. So, let's say your engineering services cost what, $50,000?
You're probably looking at our engineering services, or probably with real estate acquisition stuff like that. You're probably, for most typical roundabout projects, you're looking in probably $200,000.
Okay, so we're at 105, and then you know, I know you know, Jim, I don't know what you guys paid for the property there, but you know, if it's a quarter of an acre, I mean, you know, there's the prevailing weight for, you know, a quarter of an acre times four, so that gets that cost down to, let's say, $800,000. I'm just rounding.
And that's usually the construction cost for a roundabout.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you confident that with a 10-year TIF that the on the undeveloped portion of Stony Creek, that over the 10-year period will recoup that $800,000?
Yes, easily.
So, would you be asking for any cash from any of the property owners at the Four Corners?
That's to be negotiated.
To be negotiated. Would you be asking any cash from the township?
The township has not been mentioned.
So that would be no. Just want to get that on
just
the
to clarify. You've not been mentioned.
Have you seen the agreement?
And then,
I've not seen the agreement yet.
Who would be responsible for the maintenance of the roundabout?
That's also to be negotiated. Actually, no, it'd be ODOT's. Okay, so that's what ODOT. Yeah.
Because then I just, you know, I don't want to get off subject here. It just seems to be there's no consistency, and you go to the roundabout at 28 in Ebert, and it's flat as a pancake. It's mowed grass. There's no sight line distance. You know the roundabout at Monclova and Wickerly, yeah, is mounted grass with three dead arborvitaes that are waiting to spontaneously combust. You guys did get out and finally clean up the roundabout at Waterville Monclova instead. It just looks good, but it would look pretty bad there for a while. So I know we've taken over maintenance of some, so I guess we'd like, as part of that, if we're going to support going forward with that, like that a little better defined.
Yeah, but actually that would be ODOT's roundabout, and it would be up to them.
Okay. So you're suggesting that if the four owners of the, or I should say the owners of the Four Corners were able to move forward, they could probably get this designed and built per your specs cheaper than the county or ODOT because of prevailing wages, or?
There's a whole bunch of things that are involved, but you don't have to go through the process in terms approvals and going through a whole bunch of different reviews and all those sort of things, where if it's a privately built roundabout based on permit, it's a totally different review process and much quicker.
But you would still inspect it. It would still be up to code. It would still be what it's supposed to be.
Correct.
To hear the county specs, yeah.
County and ODOT.
Can I clarify one thing? When you said the $1.25 million, you said that included your guys' designs and everything.
Correct.
So were you subtracting their designs out of it?
Yes. Yeah.
I was just talking.
Why were you subtracting it?
Well, they're going to provide in-kind services, basically.
Correct.
Okay. So if it's $200,000 of services in that, it's, you know, that takes it down to $105,000.
Okay.
And then if you get, you know, let's say $50,000.
He was just trying to find out if they had to be reimbursed from the TIF.
Gotcha.
So he
yeah.
did the numbers
okay.
instead of just saying, are you going to be reimbursed from the TIF?
Yeah.
We will
okay.
be reimbursed
was, thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Among others.
Okay. This is no money out of the township pockets.
That has never come into discussion.
I know we have two of the four owners here. Or, no, Dave, did you acquire
like
the Southeast?
I did. I said, if you'd like to, be welcome.
Yeah. But I was going to ask if Mr. Syed, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Harrod, Syeds, plural, had any questions of Mike while you were here.
I don't. You know, we met with Mike and talked to him, and we still have, obviously, some of the details to work out. We just wanted to kind of put a general... you know, draft in front of you and see if, you know, you're receptive to it. I think it's a good way to fund the roundabout. I mean, safety-wise, I guess Mike can probably tell you better than I can, but I guess the roundabouts are supposed to be much safer than any other type of intersection. So it seems like a win-win for everybody.
Right.
That's why I asked Mike if he had seen the agreement, because it funds way more than the roundabout. So that's a little hiccup, right? So you take the property taxes to do infrastructure in the development. From the skimming that I was able to do in the 30 minutes that I saw this document, and that if what you're looking for is input related to your draft, that's an issue.
So we do not plan on, you know, and there again, my attorney just kind of drew this up as a rough draft, so... Our intention is not to try and fund any of the improvements within the subdivision with the TIF money. The only improvements that would be funded other than the roundabout would be the sanitary line along 28, the main sanitary line.
Which is for the public good.
Yes, correct. So anything within the subdivision would not be funded by the TIF. We still would be paying for all that. Yes.
There is also some drainage issues. Back to matters of debt roundabouts at the top of several watersheds. So there will be some drainage improvements associated with that area as well.
And, you know, with the residential TIF, I mean, I don't know how they work exactly. And I think, you know, our attorney has talked to Dawn, I think, or been emailing with her. But, you know, I think there's probably, with the residential TIF, probably going to be quite a bit of money left over if there's other, you know, I mean, township projects that, you know, could be funded with that. I mean, I know there's been mention of the fact that these type of developments create, you know, more need for EMS and that type of thing. And I think there's the TIF allows for money to be used for EMF infrastructure, I think, or EMS infrastructure, possibly even equipment. So I mean, I don't know if that's a possibility. It just seems like, you know.
Right. We're working on two residential TIFs, which are the first in Lucas County. And both of you are kind of in that infancy stage. So, right, we're trying to all work through this together and be as efficient and effective as possible.
Yeah.
You know, we need 30 days to publicize a hearing. So when we get something, we still have to wait 30 days. So,
yeah, and what we discussed it in our working session, and thank you for the draft. So we'll have to have Dawn, our legal counsel, compare this with John Burrell, the county's legal counsel. And then I don't know, maybe who does ODOT, I'm presuming, will need to review it as well. So once we get a consensus on the agreement, then we have to have a public hearing on it, which we have to give a 30-day notice on that.
Yes, we understand that. My understanding is, I guess, the school system also has to be notified. Or
maybe notified, yeah, but not.
They don't have to approve it, but I think they do have to have a notification. Yes. So our attorney kind of ran through all that with us, but you know, we're just kind of at the first stage here, which is getting a draft copy of it in front of you. And then, you know, I think he was, from what you said, Barb, I agree, he kind of had a whole bunch of stuff in there that was really broad as to what it could be used for, a lot of which it's not going to be used for. That needs to be narrowed down. But, you know, I do think projects like ours, whether it's the roundabout or, you know, parks or EMS or whatever, maybe, I think, you know, they do put a little bit of additional strain on some of those services.
Right,
so,
right. So that's great incentive for us all to move quickly and figure this out.
If the township's got, you know, projects that we can help us.
You know we do.
I thought you would. Yes. So anyway, I mean, it just seems like a win-win for everybody. Right. That's what we're trying to do.
I mean, I think it's a good opportunity, too. And I know, Craig, you have a different group of partners on the Black Road project. But, I mean, since the county will be involved in, with that as well, that we can use a template or at least some of the ideas to get John Burrell and his staff at the county's legal blessing as well, because that would be just a county and a township consortium with you and your partners on that as well, if that project moves forward as well.
Yeah, being that these are kind of the first two, I mean, we went to an attorney in Columbus here who was really, I think, familiar with these. And I should point out that, you know, as he pointed out, like, the formation of the TIF and the attorney's fees are also covered by the TIF agreement too. But nonetheless, I mean, we just thought, you know, it best to use someone that knew what they were doing instead of trying to use maybe someone local who wasn't quite as familiar with it. Anyway, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing I just want to mention is that the quicker we can get the TIF area accomplished, obviously we can start just skimming.
We can meet this 2025 deadline.
We can start skimming, skimming the top off the taxes so we can start funding this account to pay for the improvements in 2025.
Right,
so it just needs to be the infrastructure of the roundabout.
And maintenance, yeah. Can I just
write it? Right. It, so we'll have our attorney review it, and we sort of made a plan of her talking to John Burrell, and you have to get it right. We all have to get it. Still is, everybody has to do their work, and then we have 30 days. So the more you stay on top of it, the more you ask your officials, your elected officials, to stay on top of it, the more it can move forward quickly.
Jim and Ben Sayed, who are the owners of the southwest corner, are also here. I might add, if you know those guys. But do you guys have any questions of Mike?
Well, I haven't had an opportunity to review the draft because Dave's been leading the charge on this, so I just asked him for a copy of it. So this is the first we've heard of a draft being proposed. Just a couple questions that I had was when we had a discussion before, the four corners were covered by the commercial TIF. Will that be amended so we can cover the residential portion? Just not understanding, how about the other stakeholders, like the hard corner in the southeast and the northeast hard corners?
You are correct. They are in TIFs already.
So
your property, the other two properties are in TIFs. So
well, Mike,
we have not discussed that.
And I don't want to speak for you, but it was my understanding you just said that you were comfortable that the residential undeveloped portion of Stony Creek over the 10 years would
probably
be enough to cover that remaining balance?
By the rough calculations that we've done, should be able to cover it.
Okay. So there wouldn't be a need to amend the commercial TIF that's on the other three corners in the hard northwest corner.
That's a conversation, right?
That's a conversation.
Right.
But there wouldn't be, the way he described it, there wouldn't be a financial need.
Eric, any questions?
No, just listening and learning.
I'm going to text my deputy. It's 25. It's either late 25 or early 26 for the paving. But it'll be either 25 or 26.
So it needs to happen.
Only 25.
25?
That's what he told me.
So. All right. So don't plant beans there next year.
That's good signal.
Thank you for coming and sharing this information.
You.
We appreciate you guys doing the work, and let's hope we can get this wrapped up.
Yes, and we'll follow up with you and your attorney and see if we can
Yeah, Dawn is going to reach out to John Varela and Mike. I don't know, you got a contact at ODOT as far as the legal department, or should we reach out to Pat McCauley?
Yeah, we run everything through their chief of planning. His name's Ben Cordes, and he does everything on there.
Okay. So we can, yeah, I guess get this camera out, and then with Stony Creek's attorney as well, we can get this agreement hammered out and get a public hearing notice and keep moving forward.
Thank you.
All right. Were there any additions or corrections to our last meeting of July 17, 2023?
No.
Make a motion to accept those as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. And I'll make a motion to pay the bills as submitted, totaling $404,811.68 per the attached list.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
And Gavin, we had a couple of bits of correspondence.
Yeah. The BZA minutes from their last meeting are in correspondence.
I think we should probably comment on those, don't you? Because something was passed. Eric, why don't you tell us?
The Board of Zoning Appeals passed the bed and breakfast request for River Road, and so that's going to be an allowable. They have a few things they still need to do yet, but that will be an allowable use there because they did pass that. And then I'm also working on some language for updating our zoning resolution in regards to those kind of uses.
I have one comment on it. Number 10 in their condition says the applicant will abide by the township lodging tax for the full 2023 tax year forward. I honestly don't know if they have the authority to limit the taxes that they should have collected and didn't collect. I'm discussing it with the county because they would owe a county tax also. So
they just assumed they started in 2023, and you know they started earlier than that.
My understanding, they just said we're going to start at that calendar year.
But I think it's our understanding that they've had people there earlier than 2023.
So they need to do retroactive payments.
Something. The county has more authority than me. If they've been running and not collecting when they should have done on other things. So.
Okay.
I'm letting them kind of take the lead.
You've talked to Anita Lopez's department? Is that who you...
I have a lodging person. I can't remember.
Okay.
So this would be our only the second property we're collecting the lodging tax in the township? The third?
Airport Hotel and then Briarfield Hotel.
Okay.
Some important facts on this. There shall be no parking of vehicles within the right-of-way of River Road nor in the front yard of the property. One additional parking space for each bedroom shall be provided near or adjacent to the existing garage. Quiet time should be observed from 10 to 8. Eric, do you have a definition of quiet time?
Quiet time would be not disturbing the neighbors. Anything that would be an obvious disturbance.
Can we get that added to the zoning resolution then? If you're using it as a definition, can we have what it means?
Yeah.
This is only going to be these owners. The conditional use doesn't transfer. And I think that's it. That was substantial. Thank you for letting me cover that, Chairman. It looks like the Mill Ridge property is making some movement. So if that is going to be a VRBO property, maybe you need to drive by regularly. We can stop that situation from happening.
Okay.
All right, we had a couple other correspondence.
Yep. Harold received an email from Mr. Converse regarding just how we determine which roads we repave and bike paths and all that. And Harold responded with a lot of detail. good information for him, as I read it. And then Crimson Hollow said they have people speeding, like sheriff to get over there and ticket them, basically.
Harold, did you pass that on to the sheriff? So
I did, and Lieutenant Leach, I told them our radar sign was already deployed somewhere else. We couldn't just move it over there. Well, we could have, but not fair to the other people that are expecting it. So I talked to Lieutenant Leach. He said they would send their radar trailer over there.
Okay.
But he also indicated that they would deputies
ticket them
when available. They would be in there trying to nab them.
Does he actually ever give a speeding ticket?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I've seen him pulled over in front of Tom Owens' house and on 28. Okay. He'll get it property.
Tell me where I need to slow down. Thanks, Chuck.
Then someone emailed about having like no turnarounds in a subdivision and correspondence back and forth between Doug and them regarding that. Then some more correspondence regarding the TIT award over, I don't know what we call that whole area.
Yeah, we received, the township received Transportation Improvement District funding for $400,000. I don't know if you saw this, Karen. For River Fork Drive extension.
And then the last one, we had a resident that was upset that he was being ding-dong ditched and wanted the rebellious teenagers prosecuted.
Oh, that was a nice way to describe. He didn't describe them as rebellious. That's cute. Harold, can you please share with the public what you shared with us in the working session regarding trespassing?
Yes. I talked to Lieutenant Leach about that, and Lieutenant Leach indicated to me that they don't consider somebody walking up to the front door and ringing the doorbell trespassing. Unless there's a sign that says no soliciting or no trespassing.
At any time of the day or night,
that
it can happen.
Yes.
So did we let, is this Brian?
Hey.
Did we let Brian know we should put a no trespassing sign on his door?
I'm passing his information on to Lieutenant Leach.
Okay.
Leach said he would talk to him. And
perfect. Thank you.
All right.
There we go. We go from no correspondence to all of that.
Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
All right. We got a couple other action items. We need to move some funds around to pay some bills.
Yeah, the joint project on the crack seal. We pull money in from the county and pay it out. It's a zero difference to us, but I can't pay it out if I don't amend appropriations. So I have to amend the revenue side, which you don't have to run through here. Appropriations I do, and then we had a couple of notes that started payments this year that I didn't put in our original principal payment, so that's why I'm asking to increase appropriations in those two funds.
All right, I move to increase appropriations as follows: account 203176030360 quad zero contracted services by $81,660. Account number 203182082020 quad zero principal payments by $25,500, and to reallocate some funds within the fire department, account number 219122030 quad zero contracted services $9,000, to account 219122020213 quad zero Medicare by $9,000.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. Under old business, I think we talked pretty much at length about the residential TIF. Park improvements. Harold's got some information in his report, as well as on the fire administration building. Under new business, I guess I'll throw this out to Matt and Scott. Resident reached out to me, I guess is the tornado siren at Strayer and Montclair been out for an extended period of time?
It appears that it may have been. We are working on this with the EMA. They had the vendor come out and they're waiting for the official report, but it appears that it's not communicating back with the system. So it's not receiving the message to activate. And they have to wait on their quote for what the repair parts and stuff are going to be. As well as, I think it was LaPlante and Eber that had some issues as well that they were aware of.
All right. Any ETA on that?
I have not heard anything more from the EMA folks as of yet, but we'll follow up with them again this week and see.
All the other sirens in the township are working normally? To the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I do want to follow up with the EMA because I thought when they went to the electronic system of the activations that they had gotten feedback whether they were working or not, but it doesn't seem like that's happening because they didn't apparently know about the Strayer Road one.
Right. Okay. All right. Any other new business items? Okay. Carol, we got a couple of action items here.
Actually, only one. We've talked about putting an addition onto the maintenance storage building. We're running out of room down there. And I talked to Buer Group. They were the architect for the original building. So we talked to them about an addition, and we have a proposal from Buer Group to design a approximately 5,000 square foot addition to the building, which would increase the size by almost 50%, not quite.
And we've discussed this in a prior meeting. We were aware that this was the kind of price tag, $700,000, and we decided this was a priority for the maintenance department in Monclova Township. Can you review, Harold, why it's a crucial priority?
Well, we've added equipment to our fleet over the years, and soon we'll have to leave equipment stored outside, and that's not the best idea.
So as we've grown as a township, we increase roads, mm-hmm. mileage. That's what, you know, I should look at it. What I started with, you know, 15 years ago, and today we've increased probably, what, 20 miles in that 15 years?
Probably.
A couple, 3 miles a year. Yeah.
It's always just a little bit. So mm-hmm. with the
And the county has graciously given us a couple extra miles.
Yeah.
And thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
And hopefully we get some roundabouts so we can maintain them ourselves.
But we have more trucks than we used to have.
Right, because we have increased slowly but surely, sure. So it requires more trucks, and we drive our trucks forever and try to keep them as long as possible and add new to the fleet still.
And we added a mini excavator earlier this year, and it's all equipment that needs to be stored.
An excavator is used for our cemeteries?
Yes,
right.
And
we grew our parkland a bit, so there's mm-hmm. probably a mower that's bigger or better or something like that. So I don't think $49,000 for what you're asking us to approve here seems out of. It doesn't seem unusual in comparison to what we saw for the fire department and all those things. The letter that he provided did cause me some confusion. So, well, I'm not sure what to do about that. I just, maybe he's trying to say, look at what a good deal you're getting. We're spending all this time putting together these plans.
I would be happy to ask Mr. Buehr to come to our next meeting and explain.
I don't know that needs to be done. I am happy to move to approve this. I guess I need you to know why he wrote it that way.
Well, the other thing is Buehr was the original architect, so probably he has a better idea of what the existing building was, where somebody else who steps in might actually have to start at ground zero and work again, where Buehr was the one who originally laid this out and designed it, knows the building itself, where to get the stuff, how to put it out for bid.
Yeah.
Instead of starting with a new architect and new person starting over again.
And managing the construction process is
he does a lot of work for us.
Yeah.
He's our architect.
Right.
He lives in the township.
I don't have a problem moving forward with this.
Yeah. I guess I don't as well, but I was, since I'm looking at our zoning inspector, I think, you know, this is part of our overall park improvements and expansion over there, that I know we've asked you in the past to maybe look at, you know, we're potentially looking at expanding some, and talking with Harold in a working session, that if we move forward with this, we would design and build it, or design it over the winter, start construction next spring, that it may be, kill two birds with one stone, and, you know, maybe do the parking expansion at the same time. So I'll throw that back on your plate.
Yeah, I've actually been corresponding at the Metro Parks, and I actually had a voicemail this morning about they're going to set me up with their grant person, and their grant person's going to contact me, and so I sent them an email reply today, and then the grant person's going to contact me.
Because if Lee Wendowski in here is doing some topographical survey and some site grading design, that since we're only looking at 30 feet away from the maintenance building to the parking area, that they can, like I said, get some.
So what are you asking Eric to do?
You know, if we're going to expand the area over there,
I understand what you're saying, but Eric's not going to call Lee Wendowski and say, please add the topographical for a parking lot. That would be Harold.
Eric reports to Harold, does he not? So
I guess you need to say to Harold,
yeah.
Harold, please add to
Harold and Eric work together. How's that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're asking for.
Yeah.
You're asking for us to work with the Metro Parks to get a grant to improve the parking at the.
No, we have looked at, we discussed talking about expanding the parking area over there.
And this would be the time to do it, you think?
Well,
it would be most cost effective.
Correct.
To have a plan at least in place.
Right.
We might not pave it, but to have a plan.
Well, if he's surveying the area, he can survey certainly 30 feet away and do the geometric layout, site grading design. That's all right there.
So Eric would not have any, in my estimation of how staff works, control over that. Harold, are you prepared to move forward with that?
I can ask them what they would add to their fee to do that.
Yeah. And would this be for green parking or regular? I'm assuming green.
Ah, there we go. Now it comes to me why you're doing this.
Yes, both.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So regular plus green parking.
This is where we wanted to put the electrical car charger. Mike, I was very interested in doing that. If we could have done it at Dana or something like that, clear out at Keener Road didn't seem to make any sense to me.
I mean, the reason why we're trying to do it at parks so that people can park their electric cars, go enjoy the park, and charge up. So we put in a lot of, we've been putting a lot of parks.
Charge up their EV while they're playing pickleball?
Yeah.
Or on the bike, yeah.
Exactly.
So you think we made a mistake?
No.
That's up to you, Madam.
So only Barbara thinks we might have made a mistake.
I mean, it's not every day you get an opportunity for electrical charging station 80% paid for, but you know, it's your part, your decision. It's fine. Just wanted to offer it to you.
So we got to offer it. I was very interested.
Do we want to take action then on the Harold's motion?
Yeah, and then Harold will come back with the addition for the parking lot.
I'll move to approve $49,260 for architectural engineering, bidding, and construction administration services for a less than 5,000 square foot addition to the equipment storage building at the Keener Road maintenance facility per the July 31st, 2023 proposal from Bureau Group Architectural and Engineering, Inc.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
The rest of my memo is information. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Otherwise, that's it. Thank you.
Can I ask Mike a question?
Yeah, I was going to say.
He came back in for a reason.
Since we're...
You talked about repaving 28, and we had a correspondence from a resident about connectivity, and we had the discussion that as a rural community, connectivity can be very difficult. But some of our township roads could grow a little bit wider, so there was a bike lane. Is there any chance that in Monclova Township, and it might be cost prohibitive, 20A, we could talk to 20A about putting in? Or is it a highway and it's just way too dangerous to put anything like that
on? No, I mean, that's up to ODOT. There's definitely opportunity to do things along 20A. The county just got a grant. It's called Safe Streets for All. And so that's the type of things that Safe Streets for All is to look at. Is how can we make our streets safer, not just for vehicles, but for all users, whether they're pedestrians or bikes or vehicles, and try to make our roads as safe as they can. And, you know, with right now we're doing a plan, and we're going to invite, you know, Harold to be part of our advisory committee to kind of keep you informed in terms of that planning process and give input. And then after that, we come up with a plan and a plan and projects that will help with that. And then we'll apply for federal money for projects just for, you know, that type of stuff. Whether it's, you know, what we did up in Richfield Township, where we did widened lanes, you know, that can be used by people walking and bikers to keep them out of the normal traffic lanes, or a bike path or sidewalks, or there's a whole bunch of things that those type of grants can pay for, and there's a lot of other safety dollars that are out there that can be used to pay for those sort of things.
So 2025 is right around the corner, right? That's why this roundabout becomes so urgent. So how do I get this idea or the conversation to...
So that would be to ODOT, since 28 is ODOT's road.
Right, but we did have a discussion numerous times concerning Redwood coming down this way to the downtown Monclova, Freeze Daddy, the parks, the schools, the community center. You guys are going to do this roundabout. We've talked several times about widening Alvin Road, at least as far as Renwood coming down towards the parks here. Then we can put a sidewalk in through the township here to connect down to Monclova.
Yeah, so the difficulty is that as a county, we're by code. We're not allowed to fund roundabout. We're not allowed to fund sidewalks with road projects.
Not a sidewalk. We just want the road about 6 feet wider.
That's something that could be done. Typically, we do it with different types of money. So there's different types of funds that we can use to basically make those wider shoulders, like up at either through a safety fund, either through safety funding, so HSIP, Highway Safety Improvement Program, or through CMAC, which is, for pedestrians, improvements you can make for pedestrians and other modes of transportation. There are different pots of money that you can use to fund those types of widenings.
Especially with the sewer line coming down, more development coming here, you can connect to a lot of roads coming through Renwood all the way through Salisbury coming back in. I seen a mother pushing a stroller with two kids, and I was just like, oh, my word.
Sure.
So with the roundabout coming in, it would be a perfect opportunity at least come back from Redwood across the two properties, across the township, connect to Monclova downtown, which would help all of this money we're spending to develop the downtown also.
And since we're in the early design phase, you know, this is the time to bring up those things.
We're bringing them up. That's what I'm here to say. We're bringing them up. You heard us say we want to do this.
Yeah. So in the area of the roundabouts, you know, in the project area for that widening, that's something to definitely consider. For something outside of that, that'd have to be done with a future project.
Right. But this is why the roundabout repaving would be an excellent idea. Cost savings to continue down that extra couple hundred feet to connect with Redwood. Having a nice 6-foot berm where people can push their strollers to go get ice cream.
Yeah, my ability to push it further down is limited by the grant we already applied for, but I hear you.
Well, safety grants. Yeah. You just mentioned there's a lot more grants out there you could go for.
So Harold, you have to talk to ODOT about 20A and widening for that repaving.
Yeah, and I guess the only thing, if we could widen it just, you know, from the ridge through here, put that in the scope of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely for the roundabout, we'll make it sized that a future project could fit in. You don't have to redo the roundabout for it. We do that a lot.
So that's number priority, big time. So that whole division over there has a way to get to their ice cream store.
Get access to the bike trail.
Bike trail, community center, whatever is down that way. Any other questions?
Okay.
You came back in. You just didn't want to leave us?
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike, generally, and so we're in the portion of our meeting that public comment regarding to the agenda. So going back to the first item in our agenda, and I shot you an email about the Township Association meeting coming up on the 24th.
Yeah. I won't be able to be there, but Mike Stormer will be there.
Okay.
I'll be out of town.
And I guess, maybe for clarification for Mike, if you can, there just seems to be a lot of, at least on my part, misunderstanding on the whole roundabout, maintenance, sightline distance, breakaway. So you go out, like I said, 20A and Eber, it's flat, mowed, nothing. Go to 64 and Cemetery over in White House. There's a huge monument sign there. Welcome to White House, with a block that's as big as a Volkswagen.
Yeah, we would never allow something like that in one of our roundabouts.
Right.
He's
asking about the inconsistency.
I guess ODOT's got 64. That's a state highway. So you got ODOT standards, county standards, and
yeah, actually, the Village of White House put that there because it's actually their roundabout. So even though it's a state highway, it's in the village limits. Theirs.
But you're saying ixnay to us on that if we want something that is Salisbury
and
Holloway,
right? We need
you
to be more flexible, is what he's really saying.
Yeah.
No, we won't allow anything like that in a clear zone with a high-speed roadway. I mean, it's basically, we're there to make people safe, and there are people that will go through the middle of a roundabout. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess and thank you for your crews to cleaning up Watergill, Monclova, and Stitt. We have been getting, I think, pestered on that, but you know, I think just from a consistency standpoint, and I don't want to speak for my other trustees, but if we, you know, what we're looking for is obviously something attractive that is as little as maintenance as possible.
We concur with that assessment. Actually, my staff and I are meeting tomorrow morning to discuss that very thing.
Harold forwarded that picture, that dump rock I forwarded to you. I was in the northern Michigan last week, and they had some red, it wasn't lava rock, it was like dump rock, but it was like...
Yeah, you'll see that down. We're working with the city of Waterville for the ones along Dutch. That's what those will become here in the next few months. That's what Springfield Township's doing.
Seeing some different colored rocks over Wood County and some other things, so...
That's kind of the future. Basically, the future of them is one of two things. It's either dump rock or it's wildflowers. So it's one of the two.
Isn't that wildflowers down at the one down at the end of Eber and 20A?
I don't know.
Down by the storage units?
It's an opening, so it's
just flat mold, yeah.
There's another one down
on
there somewhere that has wildflowers.
White House Spencer out there by the
end. Down one more roundabout is the wild.
Those, if you look around, it's usually one of those two things. It's either dump rock or it's wildflowers.
do have an executive session scheduled for the discussion of employment of public employee. I'll make a motion to adjourn from general session to executive session.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Scratch my eyeballs out.
Elvis or Christmas cards?
Sounded like Elvis.
Thank you, good.
All right, I'll make a motion at 8:06 to return from executive session to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, at this time, we did have a discussion with Interim Chief Homick. We got a couple of punch list items he's going to bring to us for our next meeting, hopefully, on formalizing the policy and some things. And some. But we have one action item to increase the, with the expiration of his probation, of our maintenance supervisor to a salary of $31 per hour.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to make...